post-match interview.
Bailey Scott is our Leopold player of the day. Well done, Bailey. You certainly showed today your ability to break the lines with some serious pace and composure with the ball. Has that always been a strength of yours, or is it something that you've, you know, really put some time into and worked on?
Yeah, it's probably always been my strength. And Rowan Darcy always keep preaching us on practicing it with our one wood and using our probably our best traits through the game. So they've given me the license and they want me to do that all game. So I do work on it a bit, like big pre-season, so I'm able to keep doing it through the game. But yeah, that has probably been the best part of my footy for most of my year career.
And can you chat to us about how your role in the within the team may have changed slightly this year? You said that you played most of the game on ball, so just how does that differ to last year and the responsibilities you had then?
Yeah, obviously we've had a lot of personnel change. We've had some good inside mids go elsewhere in Brody Marnie and players like that. So I spoke to Darce and Roe early in the year, probably before Christmas, and I really wanted to get back around the footy. I think that's my best position, so probably last year I played a bit of half-back, bit of wing, but now this year probably more dominantly a permanent on-baller and really enjoying it. I think it's my best spot. So,
Bailey, congratulations. Well done today.
Thanks,
we were just looking at the way you were actually playing the game. There seemed to be a lot of emphasis on using you especially, but through the corridor, coming back through and then trying to really get it inside 50 pretty quickly. And at times you were able to do that really well. Has that been a focus as well at training?
Yeah, definitely. There's probably no secrets anymore. All the videos get taped, so
yeah,
I don't think
right.
I'm putting too much out there. But, yeah, it is an emphasis we want to do. We want to move the ball quicker this year. We obviously got opened up really bad through the back end of last year and through the year, like through the pre-season, that was the big emphasis. We're going to get a bit more speed on the footy and really try to break some lines and get the ball moving to our forwards.
It was obviously a disappointing finish to last season, but it seems like you've moved on pretty quickly. And you said before you've got lots of new personnel. It must be a different place to be at, but a really good place at Colac at the moment.
Yeah, definitely. It's we always harp on it, and we've got 22 Colac blokes. Well, actually, probably about 45 through our squad. So we've all grown up together. We all know each other, and it's the best part of footy is your mates. So we preach it. We are a real tight group, and I think their vibes are really good at the minute.
Scotty, good win today and congratulations on a game well played. We talk about your top-end players around you in the midfield, particularly, you know, Darcy Ling when he goes through there. You've got still Ryan Monaghan. You've got all these experienced players. But you must be pleased to see the young blokes come into this footy side. We spoke about it with Rowan before the game about the youth coming into this side. And I thought today, like players like Cooper Hayes off half-back had a chance to kick two goals for the day. Tobin Murray played his role. Will McLaughlin was lively. These young kids, you must be pleased to see them come into the side and make an impact.
Yeah, so they were the three Falcons boys who played with us today. Obviously, they've got a few weeks off and they're all superstars. Honestly, they're not just role players for us. They're really good players. I think Tobin played most of the game on ball and shown why he does in that last 5 minutes, so he just broke out of packs. And Coop's come down. His family's Colac originally. So he's come down for a run and we love having him back there. He's a bit of pace, bit of silk. And Will's the same. He's quick, he's athletic, and you can see with a few of his grabs, he jumps about a metre off the ground every time.
Shouldn't leave out Will Parkhouse either. He was pretty good today as well. First half in particular, he held his own, that's for sure. When you were challenged by them in the second quarter, what was kind of the message at halftime? Like, they were going to keep coming at you all day, I guess. So what was the message at halftime? Because you guys come out and responded really well.
Yeah, the message was to keep fighting. Obviously, their midfield was pretty good today, but I think we let ourselves down a lot with our disposal, especially across half-back, from half-back to the middle of the ground. We were really letting ourselves down and turning it over in some terrible spots. So the main message was if we tidy that up, we can really get some pressure on and get it forward. Just too fancy, needed to stop turning those balls over and just get it deeper. That was probably the main message.
I thought the message would have been pretty simple. Get the ball in your hands and just let you run. that should have been the message, I would have thought. But well played today.
Thanks, fellas.
So, Bailey, we're contemplating trying to get together a grand final sprint.
Yes.
Which we think you may have to be part of.
What if he's playing?
Well, I was going to say, hopefully you're playing.
If you're not playing, then you'd be able to get somebody from the twos to run like Geelong last year.
Well, hopefully the twos are playing too.
Oh, there you go. Well done. Gee, you are a team player.
Did you see the twos play today?
Yeah.
he's going to win the best club or not. He is.
Well, we've got some personnel to come back in, and so hopefully that strengthens them up as well.
You have indeed.
That's true. Now, we always ask the Leopold Sporties player that. You know where Leopold is, obviously.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, it'll be an away game, so you'll just, you know, you'll run on down there. Probably when you go to Leopold, possibly.
Yeah, stay home back last week.
There you go. So later in the season, Now, if you were, you got a partner.
I do.
Okay. So if you weren't happening to take your partner, who from the footy club would you take? Who's a really good bloke?
You take all.
You've got to pick one. I know. Yeah, it's okay. You can say everybody, but pick one bloke who you would absolutely take.
Well, I reckon Joffy would probably kill me if I didn't take him. He reckons he's taught me everything I know, so I better take him.
Joffy.
That's probably no surprise to you fellas.
Joffy would take his family as well, so you'd probably get a Coke, and they'd eat the
rest.
You'd
be lucky to get a Coke, I'd say.
Correct. Exactly. Now, so you're going to take Joffy. Now, if there was a reptile at the club you would not take, who would it be? Come on. There must be somebody you go, he's a poor eater, or he's a pest, or he annoys you, or he does the form before a game or something. Who is it?
I'll throw Aaron Hawker.
Aaron Hawker, tippy.
Only because I'd have to drive home after he has two stubbies and his cactus.
Well done.
He's only little.
He's only little, that's right. You know he outmarked Ryan Abbott today? Did you see that?
Yes.
He'll tell you about that.
He'll tell you about that during the week, I suspect. Well done today. Congratulations.
Thanks,
great game. Leopold Sporties Player of the Day, Bailey Scott. Well done. Good luck for the rest of the season.
Thanks, fellas. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks to Bailey Scott down there. That's good. Well done to him, Aaron Hawker. He did. He outmarked. The post-match interview.